Little has been done to improve quality at the nation's crime labs. That's despite a critical report 3 years ago by the National Academy of Sciences. Among other problems, it found insufficient oversight in forensic laboratories. And as Marie Cusick of member station WMHT reports, scandals continue to surface at labs across the country.
In the early 90s, Greg Taylor became a suspect in a North Carolina murder case after his truck was found near the crime scene. The key physical evidence against him was a spot on his truck. A report from a state lab showed there were indications of blood. He was sentenced to life in prison.
I spent a lot of years really wondering about how, you know, the victim's blood could have been on my truck.
In his case, an initial lab test showed indications of blood, but then a follow-up test came back negative. It wasn't human blood. This critical information was excluded from the lab's final report, and Taylor's attorney didn't have access to it. Years later, his lawyers uncovered the negative test results. In 2010, after 17 years in prison, Taylor was exonerated, and his story unraveled a bigger scandal at the lab.
What we found was over 200 cases where the reporting of the results of blood examinations were very weighted towards the prosecution.
That's Chris Swecker, a former assistant director from the FBI. He audited the lab's work and found it produced biased reports for more than a decade. Greg Taylor is now suing several people who worked there. In North Carolina and elsewhere, lab employees often ultimately report to law enforcement. Marvin Schechter is a defense attorney who served as an advisor to the National Academy of Sciences forensics report. It recommends making all public crime labs independent.
We seem to believe in this country that forensic work is the property of the police department and the district attorneys, and it should not be. If it's science, that should be done by independent scientists.
Something of a scandal unfolding tonight on Long Island. The Nassau County District Attorney says police knew there were accuracy problems at a crime lab, but used the results anyway.
In that case, the police-run lab was shut down and thousands of cases were thrown into question. New York is one of only a few states that requires labs to be accredited. It relies on a national nonprofit agency called the American Society of Criminal Lab Directors Laboratory Accreditation Board, or ASCLAD Lab. Its inspectors examine hundreds of labs in nearly every state. But Schechter says they don't truly scrutinize labs.
When ASCLAD Lab comes to a laboratory for an inspection, it announces that they're coming. It's not a surprise inspection. Everybody gets a chance to clean up their act.
ASCLAD Lab inspectors found a long list of problems at the New York lab years before it was closed, but they never revoked its accreditation, and it's not their policy to notify the public when they find issues. Ralph Keaton is the executive director of ASCLAD Lab. He says accreditation can't prevent every problem.
What it means is that we have gone in and looked at the laboratory's quality system and determined that they have operational policies and procedures in place that, when followed, will ensure that the laboratory generally does quality work.
But it turns out that Ralph Keaton was second in command at the North Carolina lab during the time it mishandled Greg Taylor's case. And Keaton is one of the people Taylor is suing.
You might expect something like this, you know, from the police or, you know, or some sort of sleight of hand by the prosecution or whatever. But, you know, you never expect it from a scientist or a supposed scientist at a lab.
A few bills aimed at reforming forensic science have recently been put forward in Washington, but none have passed. Meanwhile, on Long Island, a new lab has been set up, run by civilian scientists, not the police. For NPR News, I'm Marie Cusick.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.